now. We will be live and on Sulla's Bar on Friday morning in downtown Tokyo, and we got Will Ryan on the line now. Will, good morning to you.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Konnichiwa, as they say in Japan.
Good evening from Japan.
Will Ryan, we're all good. We're all good at the moment. Owner of Onsullis Pub in Tokyo, where we shall be on Friday and Monday. How does a good Tipperary man end up in Japan?
15 years ago, I was working in Tune Upton's in Galway City, and one of my customers was this beautiful lady from New Zealand. Ooh. And I was trying to flirt with her. She just thought I was being silly, which I kind of was. but it turned out she was a recruiter for air staff all over the world.
Yeah.
So she asked me, did I want to go live in Japan for 6 months? And me being the idiot that I am, I was like, I don't speak any Japanese.
Yeah.
She said, well, of course you don't, but go to Japan, put you on a 6 month contract, see how you like it. And now 15 years later, I'm still here.
God, you're settled.
Haven't found me out yet.
Settled, and now it's become home.
Married to a Canadian girl here for the last 5 years. We're expecting our first kid in December, so.
Congratulations.
We thought we weren't busy enough, so we decided to throw a kid into the mix.
Oh, how exciting, and what a great time to have a baby. A little Christmas present.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me now.
It's good. It's mayhem here at the moment.
Yes, I say it is.
That's what I'm thinking. Is there a lot of Irish coming into the bar, and is there a lot of Irish around Tokyo?
It seems to have settled down a little bit, because I think we had the first massive surge of Irish fans during the first weekend when Ireland played Scotland. So we had a huge amount of Irish in here who are coming from Hong Kong, who are coming from the Middle East, and who are coming from Australia especially. Now, a lot of them seem to have left, but the next massive third seems to be descending on Tokyo weekend, Thursday, Friday, same as yourself, Saturday and Sunday. It's a mad scramble to find tickets, or people are trying to swap tickets with Japanese fans.
Yes.
And the big thing, obviously, for the Friday, we're going to be there live on the Friday, really looking forward to it. And because it'll be in the afternoon when we're doing our breakfast show, what can we expect down in the bar? Will there be a big crowd? Have you got a bit of trad music going on?
We have live music going on that night from 8 o'clock with a lad from NAD in County Cork and another lad from Michigan in America. They'll be playing that night, and we do expect a big Irish crowd here that day, because, as I said, a lot of Irish fans are looking to exchange tickets with the Japanese locals for the quarterfinals that are going on.
Yeah. And what can we expect to be... I've never been to Japan in my life, so I'm looking forward to the journey, but what are the things that I need to look out for that are going to be so completely different to me?
Probably one of the closest stations to me is Shinjuku Station, and that has 200 exits alone. So if someone says to you, yeah, let's meet at Shinjuku Station on Friday or on Sunday... Yeah, it's like asking to meet Paddy in a pub in Dublin. That's like skinning.
Oh my goodness, so it's massive.
Yeah.
Too many options there, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely huge. You've got a population of 17 to 20 million people in Tokyo alone as well, so.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, what about weather? It's such an Irish question, but what's the weather like at the moment now for the lads?
Well, obviously we had the typhoon on Saturday.
Yes.
It opened, and we still had a lot of people in on Saturday during the typhoon. Yesterday was a beautiful day. It was like 26, 27 degrees.
Nice.
We had a little bit of a warm airstream after the typhoon passed. Today, it is like Ireland in October. It's a little bit chilly, about 20, 21 degrees, and it's raining. And I think hopefully it'll stay like this for the rest of the week. Maybe a little bit less rain.
Mm. Okay.
The temperature has dropped significantly, so it's nice.
So no need for Colin Hayes to bring his Speedos?
No, please don't. Please, for everybody's sake,
Oh, there goes my party piece, really, yeah. And what's the feeling? What's the feeling?
I'm going to bear you during the show.
Yeah, well, it's happened before. What's the feeling within the camp, like within the Irish supporters for the big game against New Zealand? I mean, you've probably been watching the games as well, and even the local Japanese. Do we have any hope, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's always a chance. But the Japanese game last night was unbelievable. I watched it, and they were amazing. And I think Japan has a very, very good chance of beating South Africa. New Zealand are obviously going to be very well rested going into this game, but typical Irish, everybody's very, very optimistic that we're going to pull something out of the bag against the All Blacks.
I mean, one of the things we were all surprised about was watching Japan against Scotland. They were absolutely amazing. And there was some commentators over here saying that the Japanese, the people didn't really know what rugby was until literally the last 24 hours.
I run the pub here with a Japanese business partner. She's a little Japanese lady, and she knew nothing about rugby about 3 weeks ago. And last night she was crying when Japan won. And she's now Japan's biggest fan. And she has... on Wikipedia every day checking out what does a hooker do, what's a loose head prop, what's a tight head prop. Absolutely crazy for
get some
here,
interesting huh? answers.
Well, yeah,
there was a lot of emotion, I think, especially after the typhoon as well.
Mm. Yes, of course.
Well, also there was the chance that the game wasn't going to go ahead.
Happy it worked out all right, because that would have upset a lot of people. Even I had felt bad for a lot of English fans were in here on Friday, Saturday, that flew over just for the England France game. So they were very disappointed that they didn't get to go to the game at all. But I can understand why they shut it down, because even if the pitch was playable, people would have no way of getting to the game, or getting home from the game, because all public transport shut down.
Mm. Okay.
Everything shut down. The only thing moving on Saturday is taxis. No trains, no buses, no aeroplanes.
Well, hopefully everything will be different this weekend. Yeah, and we are encouraging all our listeners, any who are flying over, to get down to your bar on Sulis. Go down to Will and to the bar on Sulis. And we're going to be live there Friday and on Monday. Really looking forward to catching up with you, Will, when we get in.
Good talking to you, Will.
Okay, lovely talking to you guys.
God bless.
Okay, take care. See you now.
Bye.
Looking forward to the show on Friday and on Monday.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.